This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz and a great joy to share today with you. Yesterday I introduced the theme of how people pretend that everything's fine when often it's not. You might ask someone, how are you? Chances are they'll probably say, yes, I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm good, thanks. But for many people, that's not true at all. People are hurting, but they're ashamed to say so. And I think that's a great tragedy. And I quoted yesterday the words from Psalm 51:6 that say, you want complete honesty. This was a prayer from David. David, who had his share of covering up mistakes and events in his life of which he was ashamed. But he understood that it was so important to be honest with God. People can pretend. You might remember the movie Catch Me If You Can, starred Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. The story, true story, of Frank Abagnale, who worked as a doctor and a lawyer, a co-pilot for an airline, even though he had no education, no credentials for the job. He was a fraud, and his skill at this netted him millions of dollars in stolen funds. So Frank Abagnale pretended to be somebody he wasn't, and in the end, the deception caught up with him. Do you know there's a story of deception, and I can't give you all the detail in these minutes, but if you have a look at Genesis 27, you'll read two people, Isaac and Rebecca, two ordinary people. Isaac was a fairly weak type of man. Rebecca is a domineering person, and yet it's wonderful to see how God's plan was still fulfilled through this family that was, we call it, dysfunctional. Isaac was an old man. He seemed to sense that because he was getting old, the death wasn't far off, and he was determined to pass on the blessing of God to his oldest son, Esau, and Esau was his favorite son. He had two sons, but Esau was his favorite. But God had actually made it plain that this blessing, which was really special, the father passing on the blessing to his son, was for Jacob, the second son. So here we have the family. Rebecca, the mother, and this was Isaac's wife, would not have approved of Isaac's secret plan to deceive God and to go against the will of God. He wanted to manipulate the situation to give it to his favorite son. Well, of course, there's a story in itself, doesn't it, that we dads should learn from these mistakes, not to pretend with our kids. We've got to be fair with our own kids to avoid favoritism. We should make it our first priority to seek God's will and not play favorites with our children. So we should be eager to bless our children. We, of course, need the blessing of our parents, so we need the approval of our parents. And it's sad to see what happens to a child who grows up in a family where they feel they've not been blessed or encouraged or loved for who they are. However, this story, as I said, Genesis 27, wasn't all Isaac's fault, because Rebecca, she did some scheming and pretending herself, and read the story of a devious trick there to deceive her husband. Well, the blessing went to Jacob, but the end result was 20 years of unexpected exile for Rebecca's favorite son, and something that he wasn't prepared for. Now, isn't it interesting that whenever we take matters into our own hands, when we think we can out-trick or outsmart God, we shouldn't be surprised with the results that can sometimes spell disaster, because God's ways are really the best. The end never justifies the means. Our own plottings and schemes will never work out for good. For example, we know about Moses, who took matters into his own hands. He killed an Egyptian man, and he had to flee for his own life out into the desert. Well, years and years later, God delivered the Jewish people from their bondage in Egypt through Moses, but poor old Moses had spent 40 years in the wilderness. He actually had to learn to wait on God's strength. It took him 40 years to do that. So isn't it true that it's far better to wait for God in the very beginning? Well, we do have a sovereign God who loves us as his own, just as we love our own children. And the Bible says that God wants the best for us all. So God's blessings are there. His promises are there. But of course, we've got to learn to wait on him and to trust him for all those things. Heavenly Father, there is so much to learn. Help us, Lord, to be willing to learn these lessons, I pray in Jesus' name.